last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Last Savior. I have the honor of being joined by our expert, Dr. Murtada Karimi. Thank you so very much for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir, for your time. Today, and as always, on The Last Savior, we'll be discussing topics concerning doubts and misconceptions on Mahdawiya, a number of figures, names that stir up a lot of questions and doubts and misunderstandings and leave a lot of room for speculation for any onlooker on this matter, on the whole concept of Mahdawiya. And one of the names that constantly pops out from the beginning of the birth of Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam is that of an individual known as Ja'far, the brother of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. And apparently, there's actually been claims of him denying the existence of the son of his brother altogether. And there's this whole backstory, and then there's this whole issue with the confrontation and how he was denounced and all of that. I just, if it's possible, I was hoping you could clarify this whole issue for us and explain why such problems and such doubts have been created regarding this figure.
First of all, to expect all the children of the Imam to be righteous, I mean, good people is
far-fetched.
Yeah, far-fetched. So, alhamdulillah, we have the example of Nuh Hassan to prove the fact that it's likely for the children of a prophet or imam to go to a wrong direction. And the imams are not, exception. There are some reasons for that. I mean, it's not time for analyzing this phenomenon. But the point is that at the end of the day, people are free. I mean, the fact that you are the son of an imam doesn't force you to go to the right direction. So we have other examples at the time of other imams as well. Some of the sons or the grandchildren of some of the imams, they went to a wrong direction, but of course they were very few in number. And Ja'far al-Kadhab is one of the examples, for sure. I mean, he's also the son of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. He's the brother of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. But the narrations tell us that he was introduced by the imams themselves as Kadhab, I mean, a big liar, a person who tells lies a lot. And maybe one of the reasons was that he was not chosen as the next imam after Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. His brother, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, was chosen. And then he expected to be the 12th imam. Again, he was not chosen. And for worldly benefits, he began to...
So it stirred up some jealousy and rivalry in him. Yeah. Okay.
So, but this has caused some Wahhabi scholars to claim that, see, this is the brother of an imam. He's the uncle of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. He's son of an imam. So he's very close to the family of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And he has explicitly mentioned that there was no son for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Not only that, this Wahhabi scholar continues to say that Ja'far, rejected, Ja'far did not believe in Imam al-Askari alayhi salam to have any child. And because of the fact that he negated the existence of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, then the Shia began to call him Ja'far al-Kadhab, and they forged some narrations that the previous imams, they had predicted this event, and they had told the Shia that, a person will come, his name is Ja'far, and he will reject the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. For example, he mentions that Imam al-Sajjal alayhi salam is quoted as saying, It is as if I see Ja'far al-Kadhab, he's helping the Abbasid caliphs of the time to, capture Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And then this Wahhabi scholar continues to claim that Shia claimed Ja'far to be after worldly benefits and properties. But the point is that the Shia, in this case, they are following a person that is one of the deputies of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, Muhammad ibn Uthman. And he said this is very strange, the fact that Shia, they are accepting the testimony and witness of a person like Muhammad ibn Uthman. He, of course, names him with bad attributes. But they reject a person like Ja'far, who was the brother of an imam and the son of an imam. So how come you Shia believe in the statement of an infallible person like Muhammad ibn Uthman, who believed in Imam Mahdi, and a person from Ahlul Bayt, that is Ja'far, who rejected the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam? So there are different discussions. First of all, why, of course, he talks about Muhammad ibn Uthman and Uthman ibn Sa'id, both of them among the deputies of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The first question that he raises is that why the words of Uthman ibn Sa'id were preferred over those of Ja'far. We need to answer that. And then he claims that the narrations reproaching Ja'far are forged ones. So we need to answer these two questions. As for the first answer, why the Shia prefer the witness and the words of Muhammad ibn Uthman and Uthman ibn Sa'id, who were fallible human beings and not from the Ahlul Bayt, over the words of Ja'far, the point is that why don't we accept the words of Ja'far because he's not an infallible? Why do we accept the words of Uthman ibn Sa'id and Muhammad ibn Uthman? It is because of the fact that he's a trustworthy person. He's quoting from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, and what he's quoting is mentioned in tens of the narrations from the Prophet and all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. So what is mentioned by Muhammad ibn Uthman and Uthman ibn Sa'id is not something new for the Shia. Mm-hmm. He's referring to a fact that has been mentioned by the Prophet about, 200, 300 years ago. It was mentioned by Imam Hadi alayhi salam and all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. So, we are not accepting the words of Uthman ibn Sa'id as him being Uthman ibn Sa'id. No, he's a narrator of the narration, and the content of his narration has been mentioned in tens of other narrations. The fact that there is a son for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, his name is Mahdi, he will go to a occultation, a short one, a long one, and he will reappear, and all those details that are mentioned in many narrations. So it's not about comparing Muhammad ibn Uthman or Uthman ibn Sa'id and Ja'far. No, both of them are fallible, they are not infallible. What they are quoting is what matters.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening to The Last Savior here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short message, so stay with us.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
Welcome back to IRB English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior. In the studio with me, I have Dr. Murtadha Karimi, and we are discussing doubts and misconceptions regarding the topic of Mahdawiyah.
The next issue is that he mentions that the narrations reproaching Ja'far are forged by the deputies of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam,
for what reason?
To claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is there, so we are still his deputies, and Ja'far is a liar. Answering this question, we need to say that we have these narrations in our books of hadith, quoting from other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. And It's a matter of examining the narrations that he is followed by both Shia and Sunnis. Just to claim that this part of the narration in Shia sources are forged by some of the companions of the imams is baseless. We need to examine the chain of the narration. And when we refer to the collections of hadith, as also mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar, Ja'far al-Kadhab has introduced by various imams, and there are various narrations in this regard, and we have authentic narrations in this regard. So how come a person can claim that this part of the narration in the books of the Shia are forged and fake? So we can claim the same about Sahih Sitta, for example.
Right.
It's not a scholarly way. The way is to examine the chain of the narration, and when it comes to Ja'far al-Kadhab, we come to this conclusion that there are many authentic narrations by the previous imams predicting that one people from the Ahlul Bayt, that is Ja'far, and al-Kadhab has been also mentioned by the imams, not by the Shia.
Uh-huh, all right.
So there are authentic Shia narrations in this regard, introducing Ja'far al-Kadhab for the people to be away from him.
Right.
Somehow warning the Shia that in future you will have such a person who will reject Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and will oppose him.
So basically it's important for us to understand that it's not this some sort of rivalry between two random people that went head-to-head regarding some matters of position or power or authority, or that one member of the family was trying to tell the truth while other deputies, in order to gain, you know, personal benefits, mm-hmm. clashed with him. It has a history behind it, and it really needs to be looked in a certain context with close attention to the intentions, the purpose, and the line of work of each individual. Like you said, the deputies of Sahib al-Zaman, alayhi salam, it's not like they produced narration from their own pockets. They worked off the back of narrations repeated generation after generation from the noble prophet himself. Mm-hmm. And regarding the character of Ja'far, he was, the Shias were warned about him.
The other point is that it's weird that this person is calling Ja'far as a member of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah, exactly.
And accuse Shia that you are disrespecting a member of the Ahlul Bayt. But the fact is that we have the same example of Abu Lahab being the uncle of the Prophet, and we have a verse regarding him and his
and
wife, Tabbat
burning Dada. In hell.
So, the fact that a person is attributed to Ahlul Bayt in and of itself doesn't prove anything as long as you're not following them.
And there's an obvious difference that I think everyone needs to realize. There's a difference between being a Qurayshi and from Banu Hashim and from the Ahlul Bayt themselves, that are the specific 14 people that are the rightful authorities of this nation.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. And finally, let me just refer to one point that maybe our dear listeners may find it interesting. We see these Wahhabi scholars claiming that Shias are disrespecting the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. They are disrespecting Ja'far, a member of the Ahlul Bayt. Just let me refer to the way that the authors of Sahih said that they have treated our Imams regarding the number of the narrations. For example, Bukhari and Muslim in their Sahihs, which are among the Sahih Sitta, they have quoted from Imam Mushtaba, Imam al-Kazim, Imam al-Rida, Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Askari, alayhi salam. They have not narrated even one narration from these great personalities, even Imam al-Hasan al-Mushtaba, alayhi salam. Bukhari has not narrated any narration from Imam al-Sadiq, alayhi salam. And we know that these people were at least, great personalities of the time. They were known as the members of the Ahlul Bayt. They were highly respected by all the people, not only the Shias, at least as the grandchildren of the Prophet. So we cannot claim that Shia are disrespecting the Ahlul Bayt for rejecting Ja'far, but at the same time we see that no narration has been narrated from Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam in Sahih Bukhari, and the other cases that I mentioned, no narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who was the teacher of many even Sunni scholars, mm-hmm. but there is no narration from him. it could be looked as a kind of disrespect.
Right. And if ever you doubt the inauthenticity of the character of Ja'far, I'd like to refer your mind to the brothers of Nabi Yusuf. If 12 brothers could lie and fabricate the truth, then the possibility of one brother doing it isn't that low. Thank you for being with us on today's episode of The Last Savior. Until another greeting, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.